Hello, Rodney, a Stargate Atlantis fic by Rhymer23. Read by Keho. This is Rodney. Say hello to Rodney, children. Hello, Rodney. Oh, Rodney isn't saying hello back. I wonder why not. Does he look like a happy Rodney or a sad Rodney? That's right, Joshua. He looks like a sad Rodney. A grumpy Rodney. And not very happy at all, Rodney. Rodney's a real Mr. Grumpy Boots, isn't he? I wonder why he's such a sad Rodney. What's that, Charlotte? You think somebody's playing with his favorite doll? What about you, Daniel? You think he's sad because his best friend took the Superman costume and now poor Rodney has to dress up as a princess and that's not fair? They're both very good ideas, but you're both wrong. No, Rodney is sad because he's just come up with a grand unified theory. This is a bit like chocolate ice cream with sprinkles on. And he really should be getting a Nobel Prize, which is a bit like a smiley sticker. But he can't, because his work is classified, which is a grown-up word that means it's a secret, and he can't tell anyone about it, because people who tell secrets get eaten by a bear and torn into little tiny bits, don't they, Samantha? How do you think we can cheer Rodney up and stop him feeling so sad? What do you think, Lydia? He should get a cuddle from his mommy? That's a really good idea. But unfortunately, Rodney's mummy is a very, very long way away and can't cuddle him. This is what happens when you grow up, and it will happen to all of you one day. Your mommies will go away and you'll be all by yourself in the big scary world where, by the way, all the monsters under your bed are real after all, but fairies and Santa Claus aren't. Where were we? Oh yes. We're trying to stop Rodney being a sad Rodney. What do you think Rodney should do, William? He should go and find a friend to play with? That's a really good idea. Look, there's Rodney setting off to try and find a friend to play with, walking along like this, plod, plod, plod. I wonder who he'll find. Oh, look, I can see somebody hiding behind the store. Who do you think it is? It's got bushy hair, a bit like a scarecrow, and shiny glasses. You think it's an elephant, Katie? It could be, but I think... A giraffe, Adam? I don't think you're very clever, are you? I suspect you will go off the rails and come to a bad end. Let's open the door a little bit more. And a little bit more. It's Radic. Now, there's a funny thing about Radic. When he's excited or scared, he speaks in his native language, and we can't understand what he says. What's that, Joshua? When your daddy drops something on his toe, he shouts funny words too? Yes, that's exactly the same thing. I'll tell you what, after story time, you can teach everyone else your daddy's funny words, so that they can go home and say them to their mommies and daddies. Won't their mommies and daddies be surprised? There's a funny thing about Rodney, too. He talks a lot, but a lot of his words are words that are not in your vocabulary. Vocabulary is a long word which in itself is not in your vocabulary, which is at best confusing in one of those error, 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 boom sort of ways, and at worst a paradox, by which I mean those birds that sit in the jungle and go squawk. Can you squawk like a paradox, children? Very good. Anyway, because Rodney's words are not in your vocabulary, and because he says a lot of them, and because we want the story to be finished nice and quickly so I can go off and have a stiff drink, I'm not going to tell you exactly what Rodney says. Instead, we are going to use this random Rodney word generator, otherwise known as a paper bag, to give you a flavor of it. Citrus Bee Team Minion, Rodney says. Do you think Rodney wants to play with Radic? You do, Abigail? You are stupid, aren't you? Didn't you listen to what he said? No, Rodney likes Radic a little bit, but he doesn't want to play with him at the moment. Radic can't cheer Rodney up and turn him into a happy Rodney. Bye-bye, Radic! I wonder who Rodney will meet next. Oh, I think I can hear Woolsey coming along the corridor. Yes, Jake, Woolsey does sound like a woolly sheep, doesn't he? However, just like everyone else, you're totally and irredeemably wrong. One day soon, Fear of ridicule will teach you all to stop making suggestions and just sit in cowed silence. Yes, Zoe, cows do go moo. Let's all go moo. What fun this is. Here's Woolsey. Woolsey isn't a sheep, is he? How silly Jake is. Yes, Sarah, his head is very shiny. Do you think Rodney wants to play with Woolsey? Shall we ask him? Arrogant Mensa cat explosion, Rodney says. Conference book rules evaluation suit, says Woolsey. Bad Woolsey. He's stolen Rodney's random word generator and added some words of his own. Bad Woolsey. Bad, bad, bad. I don't think Rodney wants to play with him. Bye-bye, Woolsey. Poor Rodney. He's still a sad and grumpy Rodney, and he still hasn't found a special friend to play with. Oh, look, here comes Taylor. Rodney likes Taylor. Maybe Taylor will make Rodney happy. Oh, Taylor's got something in her arms. What do you think it is? Yes, Nathan, it's a baby. Taylor won't want to play with Rodney because she's got a nice new baby to play with. Has anyone got a baby brother or sister at home? Oh, what a lot of you. Then you all know that when a new baby comes along, your mommies don't like you anymore. No, Jake. I know your mommy tells you that she loves you just as much as she used to, but she's lying. Grown-ups lie all the time. In fact, this might be a lie, too. There's another paradox for you. Squawk, squawk! Fear drop doom kids, Rodney says. The baby starts crying. Wah, wah! And Taylor goes away. Bye-bye, Taylor! Rodney still looks like a sad and grumpy Rodney, doesn't he? I wonder who he'll meet next. Oh, what's that noise? Can you hear something? Let's all cup our ears and see what we can hear. Someone's coming. Someone with big, stompy feet. Who do you think it is? A giant? It might be a giant. It might be a big, scary giant who likes to eat little girls and little boys for his dinner. Because lots of people do like to eat little children like you. There's a book just over there called Cooking with Kids, after all. Oh, it isn't a giant after all. It's Ronan. I wonder if Ronan will want to play with Rodney. Ronan looks a bit scary, doesn't he? Can you see that picture on his arm? Yes, Daniel. Ronan got a little bit silly with his crayons and poster paints and forgot that you're supposed to paint things on paper, not on your arm. Silly Ronan. No, no, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. Wail, Rodney says. Ronan gives Rodney an eloquently enigmatic look, which might be an oxymoron, which is a bit like a llama, which is a bit like a goat, which is a bit like a mouse, and goes away. Bye-bye, Ronan. Oh, dear. I don't think Rodney's ever going to find a real friend to play with. He's going to be sad and grumpy for his whole life, all alone, lonely, unrecognized. That means that people don't know who he is, and mistake him for an elephant or a giraffe, for example. Plod, 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 goes Rodney. Plod, plod, plod. Sad and dejected and grumpy. Oh! Look what we can see over the page. It's John. Rodney can't see John yet because John's in his room. John's just had a shower. John's skin is all moist and covered with gleaming droplets of water. And John's hair is all tousled and damp. Unfortunately, most of John is covered with a towel. It isn't a little towel, is it, children? No, it's a big towel. It's an enormous towel. I wonder why John needs such an enormous towel to wrap his naked, damp, smooth body in. What's that, Charlotte? You think he's hiding something under his towel? Something big? Something enormous? You could be right. But it isn't nice to hide things, is it, children? You know what I think? I think John should drop his towel right now and show us what he's hiding underneath it. No? Oh, well, it was worth a try. Still, oh, it's a touch and feel book, children. Does anyone want to feel John's head? No, I didn't think anyone would. I'll just feel it myself for a while, just so the illustrator doesn't get sad. And the soft texture of the towel over his... Run along and play for a while, children. I've got... storytellery things to do. Important things. Run along. Caress his skin. Stroke his shiny hair. Gently tease off his removable clothing. Marvel at the hardness of his weapon. Squeeze the firm yet yielding muscles of his thigh. Okay, children. It's time to gather back on the story mat. 12 o'clock? How time flies. I hope we haven't lost too many of you. Where were we? Oh, yes. Rodney. Rodney being sad. Yes. Well, here's Rodney knocking on John's door. John seems to have put his clothes on now, which is very silly, because I think that John is very hot, and it's silly to wear so many clothes when you're hot. Silly illustrator. I bet she's in league with the clothes manufacturers, product placement, and evil things like that. Despair, work out, sad friend, says Rodney. I wonder if John will play with Rodney. I wonder if Rodney wants to play with John. Let's see, shall we? Oh, look! John is picking up some beer. Beer is a bit like lemonade, but you're not allowed to drink it until you're much older, like 7. It's very good for you, and you should drink lots and lots of it. I wonder where Rodney and John are going. Tramp, tramp, tramp they go. Tramp, tramp. Stupid illustrator! She's showing us Rodney's sad and grumpy face when we want to see John from the rear. His black-clad hips going tramp, 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 just like a tramp. Here they are at the Stargate. The Stargate is a round door that takes you to faraway places. Sometimes, though, it takes you out into the vacuum of space. Vacuum is a grown-up word meaning place with lots of spiders, where you die horribly. You should always be careful when you go through a door, just in case. Rodney and John go through the door, and, oh no, they've died horribly. It's the end of the book. Only joking. No, here they are, in a verdant paradise of a planet, thick with flowers and littered with jewel-like streams and positively replete with purple prose. These are all grown-up words, meaning it's like fairyland. Let's see what happens on the next page. Oh, look. Rodney and John are sitting beside a pool, drinking beer, and engaging in friendly banter, which is a bit like playing Ring a Ring of Roses. Does Rodney look a bit happier now? You're right, Abigail. I think he does. Beer always makes you happy. Remember that. It will serve you well in later life. Now John's going to go for a swim. Oh, yes, he is. He is going to go for a swim because I say so. And I don't care if the illustrator doesn't cooperate. John is taking his clothes off. He is, he is, he is. He isn't? Oh, stupid book. Oh, well. We know what to do in situations like this, don't we, children? That's right. We use our imagination, which in this case tastes even better than chocolate. Oh, no. You weren't watching carefully, children. I was distracted by grown-up things and you didn't shout out a warning. A wraith has come. Wraiths are horrid. Wraiths like to eat people and drain their life force out of them. This is a bit like sucking the jam out of a jam donut, which kills them in a hideous and agonizing fashion, which are grown-up words meaning horrible, 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 do not want. Wraiths have long white hair and... What was that, Zoe? Your grandma has long white hair? That means she's a wraith for sure, and you should scream whenever you see her. What do you think the wraith is going to do to Rodney and John? Oh, no! The wraith has knocked Rodney to the ground, but here's John coming to the rescue. What do you think John's saying, Adam? Go away, you naughty wraith, or I'll tell my daddy on you. I think you're probably right. But, oh, no! John's tripped on something, and now the Wraith is throwing him around just like a rag doll. Yes, Charlotte, he is a silly John, with all that ketchup all over him. But here's Rodney, coming to John's rescue, all heroic and determined and things like that. He looks quite scary, doesn't he? And, oh, some off-camera extreme violence. We can draw that later, in art time. Which results in bits of Wraith all over the place. Yes, Samantha, Rodney is bad, isn't he? Not tidying up all those bits of Wraith and taking them to the recycling plant. He's going to destroy the world, just like you are when you forget to turn the tap off. Rodney's good at destroying worlds. Once, he destroyed lots of places just like Earth, which killed lots and lots of cute little fluffy animals called things like, cute, and little, and fluffy, and made them scream in agony before their eyes all popped out and their cute little paws and whiskers imploded. Anyway, Rodney still doesn't look very happy, does he? He looks distraught. This is how you feel after you've eaten too much birthday cake. And, oh goody, I mean, oh no! It looks like this is going to be one of those stories that positively wallows in angst. This is a bit like when you play in thick, gloopy, muddy mud. Well, at least Rodney doesn't look like a sad and grumpy Rodney anymore. No, he's a distraught Rodney. He's a panic-stricken and terrified Rodney. But at least he isn't grumpy, and we should always look on the bright side, shouldn't we, children? Doom, Rodney is saying. Friend, dead, idiot, beavers. John is stirring weakly. Yes, Abigail, just like we did in cookery time last week when we made coconut ice. Now John is sitting up. Rodney doesn't look sad anymore, now does he? No, Emily, you're right. He looks happy. He looks relieved. What's that, Jake? Your daddy talks about relieving himself and you think it's something to do with doing a wee-wee? Well, you can imagine that if you like, but I'd rather not. So, what lesson have we learnt, children? If you're feeling sad, you need to suffer an even greater trauma. Then your original sadness won't seem to matter anymore. Next time you're feeling sad and grumpy because your mommy won't buy you a new toy, why not send your hamster on an exciting adventure in the washing machine? Believe me, it'll stop you feeling sad about the toy. I wonder what John and Rodney are going to do now. Oh, look. Here, they're drinking more beer and talking about comic books. And John still isn't taking his clothes off, even though he's got ketchup on his clothes. And taking them off would be the only sensible thing to do. The thing that he would definitely do if he was a good John and not a naughty John. And Rodney looks like a happy Rodney now, doesn't he? A really happy Rodney. Because he has discovered that losing out on a Nobel Prize isn't half so bad as thinking that your friend has died. I mean, that he has ketchup all over him. Because friendship is more important than material possessions. Oh, children, what's that over there? It's scary. It's horrid. It's creeping up on you. It's immoral. Can you pull a scary face and make the moral go away? Well done, children. Oh, we seem to be on the last page, and John still has his clothes on. But Rodney looks happy, doesn't he? Now he's found a friend to play with. So let's leave him there, shall we? Ooh, I've got a wonderful idea. Let's all shout out all at once and tell Rodney that Radix won the Nobel Prize that is rightfully Rodney's. That would be fun, wouldn't it, children? I think it will make Rodney into a very, very, very happy Rodney. Let's do it now. One, two, three. Let's close the book now. Slam. Bye-bye, Rodney. Bye-bye. The author offers a click here for an alternative slashy ending for the irredeemably incorrigible. And I am incorrigible, irredeemably so. The first paragraph is unchanged from the main story, but it is included just so you know where the story branches off. Okay, here we go. Teacher voice. Anyway, Rodney still doesn't look very happy, does he? He looks distraught. This is how you feel after you've eaten too much birthday cake. And, oh goody, I mean, oh no. It looks like this is going to be one of those stories that positively wallows in angst. This is a bit like when you play in thick, gloopy, muddy, muddy mud. Well, at least Rodney doesn't look like a sad and grumpy Rodney anymore. No, he's a distraught Rodney. He's a panic-stricken and terrified Rodney. But at least he isn't grumpy, and we should always look on the bright side, shouldn't we, children? Oh, look what's happening. All the wallowy angst seems to be causing Rodney to have a revelation about his true feelings for John, caused by beer and John's near death. Revelation is a long word, and you'll learn what it means when you're older, but it hurts quite a lot. Doom, Rodney is saying. Friend, dead, love, idiot, truth, beavers. John is stirring weakly. Yes, Abigail, just like we did in cookery time last week when we made coconut ice. I wonder what he's saying to Rodney. I wonder what Rodney's saying back. Yes, Charlotte? You think Rodney and John should play with each other? That's a very good idea. What do you think they should play? Mummies and daddies? That's a good idea. Doctors and nurses? That's a good idea, too. You think they should play toy trains, Joshua, and make the big red engine go into the dark tunnel? Maybe later. Or maybe sooner. Oh, look what John and Rodney are doing. No, Samantha, it isn't naughty. We aren't allowed to say naughty anymore, in case it stigmatizes children. That means covering them with red paint and laughing. Instead, we have to say silly. How silly John and Rodney are being. What a lot of pink the illustrator must have used on that picture. Shame about the soft focus thing, but we can dream, can't we, children? We can dream. Where was I? Oh, yes. John and Rodney beside the sun-dappled stream, all pink beneath the soft sunlight, with happy bunnies plunging into bushes and happy moles rejoicing in their tunnels, and all that happy animal stuff. Yes, Charlotte? You're confused and don't know what Rodney and John are doing? Well, I think that John got some blood, ketchup, I mean, on his clothes and Rodney had to help him out of them, so his mommy didn't get cross with them. And then Rodney had to search to make sure there was no ketchup anywhere else on John. Yes, Adam, even down there. It gets around, you know. And, well, you know, I think I'm going to take this story home to, study it more. So let's go to the last page. Does Rodney look happy now, do you think? Yes, that's right. He does. At last, Rodney has found a proper friend to play with, and he's never going to be sad and grumpy again. Well, until tomorrow. The end.